Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. Welcome to our 177th and final shiur, for this series at least, on Misilat Yesharim. So we'll be, Bezer Hashem, concluding Perek Chavav, the 26th Perek, and reading part of the Chatima, of the conclusion that Ramchal has at the end. So Ramchal is talking about the Midah of Kiddushah, of sanctity. Ramchal says, V'zeh Pashut! It is clear, it is obvious, ki kol adam lefi ha'umanut asher biado, v'ha'esek asher hu osek. Each person, according to his trade, according to his expertise, according to his skill, his craft that he's involved in, or whatever business he's doing, kach tzarich lo ha'yishara v'hadracha. So according to that, that's how he needs to have his direction. When a person, the whole goal, we said, of the whole sefer, of the whole Misilat Yesharim, is a person has to find the path and to pursue that path of coming close to Hashem, or perfecting his character of shlemut. So it depends on the person very much. The path of chasidut for the person who's learning in kollel all day long and lives a life of Torah and his family, somebody who has to hire himself out as a day laborer, obviously their lives are very different, and obviously the path that they have to take for the chasidut is going to be this different. And somebody who's a businessman, he's a traveling businessman, and he's going around and he's doing different things, and he has merchandise, so obviously his path of chasidut is going to be a different path of chasidut. And so to all the other details that a person has in this world, whether it's where he lives, who his family is, how he grew up, his background, all those different things, each individual according to what he is, so the paths of chasidut are fitting for him, whatever it is, according to his way, the paths of chasidut are fitting for him. Obviously, it's going to be different for each individual, but for each person, there is a path of chasidut. Lo lefisha chasidut mishtaneh. Not because chasidut is different. The chasidut itself is different for each person. Kinei yushaveh lechol nefesh vaday. It's fitting for everybody. Chasidut itself fits for everybody. Hoil ve'inenu el lasu ma sheish nachar ruach liyos rabo. Because the general precept of chasidut is doing whatever brings the greatest nachar ruach satisfaction to his creator, to Hashem. That principle doesn't change. Since the people are different, the subjects, the people who are dealing with the chasidut and applying the chasidut to their lives, so it can't be that the means that are going to bring a person to this end, to this purpose, to this goal, no, it's going to be different. It's good. It has to change the means that a person, the ways a person gets to this goal of bringing nachat ruach to his creator, which is the ultimate objective of chasidut. So obviously the means of getting there are going to change based on the person according to his situation. Somebody who has a very lowly job, he could be a street cleaner, a garbage man. That person can reach chasidut as well. He can reach this level of shleimut, of completion. Just as much as a person who's studying Torah every waking minute, the words of Torah never leave his lips. On the same way, both these people can reach this level area of chasidut. It just depends. They're, it's going to look different. The things they have to do, the behaviors they're going to have, their feelings, their emotions, it's going to be different. But both of them can reach this ultimate goal of bringing nachat ruach to their creator, to Hashem. The chatuv, the pasuk says, Ka'ol pa'al Hashem l'ma'aneu. Everything Hashem created is l'ma'aneu, in order to enable the people to serve Him. Whatever Hashem created, whatever ways a person finds themselves, whatever situation a person finds themselves, whatever place they are, Hashem created that situation, Hashem created that place, that life, in order so that they should be able to serve Hashem. V'omer b'chol derechecha da'ehu, know Hashem in all your paths. And perhaps this is one of the most important things that we can keep in mind, or the lessons we could take out from Misilat Yesharim, is b'chol derechecha da'ehu, whatever you're doing in life, eating, business, learning, socializing, whatever it is, know Hashem. Seek to know Hashem in whatever you're doing in life. V'hu yasher or chotecha. Once you seek to know Hashem, so whatever you do, whatever you're doing in life, whether with your children, with your family, with your parents, with friends, what, studying, working, whatever you're doing, if you're seeking to know Hashem through that, hu yasher or chotecha, He will straighten your path. He will create a straight path for you. He will allow you to take that path of coming towards Hashem. Now Ramchal concludes the final chapter. Hu yitzbarach shemo berachamav. With a tefillah, he ends with a prayer, asking Hashem, the Blessed One, the Blessed Name is Shechina, is blessed and brings bracha to this world with His great mercy. Yifkach einenu b'torato, He'll open our eyes in His Torah. V'yorenu derachav, He'll show us His ways, because remember, whatever we do, we can only do it with the help of Hashem. V'yolichenu b'orchotav, and He'll guide us in His ways. Minizkeh latet kavod ishmo. Once He guides us, what do we really want to do? What's our ultimate goal? What are we praying for? That we should merit to give honor to the name of Hashem. V'la'asot nachat ruach lefanav. And to bring satisfaction to Him. That's what we want. That's our ultimate goal. We want to bring honor to the name of Hashem in this world. Bring more kavod shamayim into this world. Bring more honor of Hashem into this world. And to bring nachat ruach lefanav. The entire 26 chapters, it's all taking us to that ultimate goal. Yihi chvod Hashem le'olam. Ramchal is going to finish with two psukim. Yihi chvod Hashem le'olam. The honor of Hashem should be forever. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. And Hashem should be happy with His creations. If we're successful in bringing honor, we it's our tefillah. Our tefillah is that the honor of Hashem should continue forever, and Hashem should be happy with us. Hashem should be satisfied with what we've done, should be satisfied with His creations and the work that we've done in order to try to bring Kavod Shamayim into this world. Yismach Yisrael be'osav, the Jewish people should rejoice in their Maker and their Creator. The children of Zion, referring to the Jewish people, will rejoice with their king. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to reach that level of incredible kavod shamayim into this world, that everything we do increases the kavod shamayim, increases the honor of Hashem into this world. And everything, and that leads to the simcha, the joy, the real happiness in life, is bringing more kavod shamayim and being able to appreciate Hashem in this world, see Hashem in this world, through the extra kavod shamayim that we bring throughout our actions, through everything that we've accomplished through studying these 26 chapters of Mesilat Yesharim, going level after level, Zihirut, Rizut, all the way up to Ruach HaKodesh and Tchiyat HaMetim. And Ramchal concludes the Sefer, Amen, 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 with a triple Amen, that this tefillah should come true, that Hashem should guide us in the ways of the Torah, to find the derech of serving Him, and to be able to bring more Kavod Shamayim, and have simcha in our lives, have happiness in our lives through this. Ramchal has a Chatimah at the end, which we'll read the first half of the Chatimah. The second half of the Chatimah, the conclusion, that we'll call an epilogue, is all the thank yous to the people who helped him publish it. So if you're interested, you could see that. I'm not going to read it on the recording. But Ramchal has a Chatimah, Amar Mechaber, the author says, Apam Odet Hashem, says, thank you to Hashem. Ashira Bazamara, I will sing, I will rejoice. Asher Adhena Azaruni, Rachamav Lotzi Lor Sefer Zeh Misilat Yesharim, which Hashem helped me be able to publish, be able to bring to the public this Sefer Misilat Yesharim. Asher Leitzlamed Bo Chibartiv, I wrote it in order to study myself. That's what it sounds like he's saying. He wants to study himself. I really wrote it for myself, Ramchal says. But once I wrote it for myself, I gave it for other people to study as well. So maybe I'll merit that other people will be able to merit through me, through my writing. See, Ramchal, in his whole writing of the Sefer, his whole objective, his whole goal was to bring Nachat Ruach to his Creator. And his hope is that people will read this, they will gain from this, and they bring Nachat Ruach to Hashem. Udhizot Nechamati be'eretz halavot. This should be my consolation. And I think he means like in the end of his life or in the world to come. Ve'krash maher chavot, and I'll be able to spread it out. Keni umar Hashem latet chalki b'torato, and Hashem should give my share in His Torah. Lilmod ulamed lishmor v'laasot, to study, to teach, to keep the mitzvot and to do the mitzvot. Ve'chevtzo biyadi yatzliach, and the wishes of Hashem should be successful in my hands. Amen, Keni Yiratzon. Ramchal says that this should be the will of Hashem. So Rabbi Tyre just wanted to conclude by thanking everybody for their participation in this project. For those who were able to listen to some of the shiurim, some were able to listen to all of the shiurim, but it has been a big zechut for me to be able to be involved in learning Mesilat Yesharim with you. And to conclude, I would like to just go back to what Ramchal said in the beginning of the Sefer, that the lessons here are meant to be repeated over and over again. And that's how we really make ourselves constantly aware of these. Many of these ideas, Ramchal says, we know already, but we're not conscious of them. Through constant study and constant learning, we can make ourselves more conscious of these ideas. So therefore, our limud of Mesilat Yesharim now is really just the beginning. It's really just the starting point, because Mesilat Yesharim must be learned over and over again. This group of studies that we did together is really just the beginning. It's really just getting us ready to be able to learn Mesilat Yesharim, to grow level after level, to grow from Zehirut, Rizuit, and on and on and on. And even though Ramchal says that he doesn't give us the details in Mesilat Yesharim of all the different pieces of serving Hashem, nevertheless, Mesilat Yesharim is like an encyclopedia of character traits, and so many different areas of service of Hashem are touched upon within this Sefer. So we should be zocheh, we should merit that through our study of Mesilat Yesharim, we should be able to continue to go on and on, to be able to learn, to teach Torah, to be able to grow in our service of Hashem and coming closer to Hashem, to reaching these different levels and different goals that Ramchal discusses, and be able to continue studying Torah, to be able to continue growing and growing in service of Hashem and the Chassidut, which is the ultimate goal, to be able to bring Nachal Ruach to our Creator, to have the Simcha, the happiness, the rejoicing of bringing the satisfaction to our Creator, but doing everything we can to be shalem, to be complete in our service of Hashem. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol Tov.